It's Monday, the 19th of August, and I am Leonard Vidbian with your 7 a.m. news bulletin. The Mines and Energy Minister, Thomas Alwindo, is visiting Katimamulilo in the Zambezi region. The trip focuses on engaging with regional leaders, inspecting electrification projects, as well as addressing challenges and progresses related to the matter. Spokesperson Anna Salkiers gave us a brief.
The minister and his delegation will also visit the Masuvia, Mashi, Mayeyi, and Mafwe traditional authorities. We will then also host or have the official inauguration of the Masambo Primary School power line, which is in Kongola, and that will conclude the working visit to the Zambezi region.
Windhoek is set to host a business forum starting today, organized by the Industrialization and Trade Ministry, the Brazilian Embassy, as well as the Namibia Chamber of Commerce and Industry, and the Namibia Investment Promotion and Development Board. The event aims to explore investment opportunities and enhance trade relations between Namibia and Brazil. The ministry's Elia Mukovonda.
The business forum will include business-to-business meetings, as well as sectoral roundtable discussions in niche areas of interest. Namely, food, beverages and agribusiness, seeds technology, flour for animal feeding, dental and medical equipment, research and development in medical products, pharmaceuticals, business people trading in the mentioned economic sectors.
South Africa's Home Affairs Department completed preparations to deport 95 Libyans arrested in White River, Mpumalanga last month. It's believed they entered the country with visas obtained through misrepresentation. On Thursday, the White River Magistrates Court withdrew their cases. The country's Home Affairs Minister, Leon Schreiber, says they will depart from Krier Mpumalanga International Airport on a flight funded by the Libyan government.
I wish to commend the Home Affairs officials and other law enforcement officers who worked tirelessly to ensure an expeditious processing and deportation. We will continue to deploy all resources at our disposal to ensure that South Africa's immigration laws are respected and observed at all times.
About 20 students of medicine have been kidnapped in Nigeria. They were traveling from the northern part of the country to the southern region when they were intercepted and taken away. Tese Makende has the report for us.
In July, three lecturers were kidnapped in the States with about $50,000 requested as ransom. Police in the state say they've launched investigation in the issue and will stop at nothing until those who are being held hostage are rescued. Hashim Akende, Jos.
The United Nations Secretary General has added his voice, calling for a pause in hostilities in Gaza so that polio vaccines can be distributed. Speaking in New York on Friday, Antonio Guterres called for warring parties to lay down their arms so that humanitarians can safely vaccinate over 500,000 children against polio. From the United Nations headquarters in New York, Jody Jacobs.
Most hospitals and primary health care facilities are not functional and people are constantly forced to run to seek safety. The World Health Organization is planning to launch a two-phase campaign to vaccinate more than 600,000 children in Gaza under the age of 10. But this can only happen if the safety of healthcare workers are guaranteed. Jody Jacobs, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.